What's up, everyone? This is JT with Healthy Tycoon Journey. It is Wednesday. That means it is Workout Wednesday. One of my favorite days because I get to speak about exercise, fitness, and all things, anything sports related. So today's topic, squats. We're going to dive right into this just because I recently did a webinar and got a lot of questions regarding squats, proper form, proper stance, where should the bar, hand placement, things like that, because there's so many different things floating around, not only in the internet, but, you know, just in the gym itself. So got a lot of questions, so I decided, okay, yeah, let's dive right into squats. And because this is a big topic, I want to focus on foot placement just for today. And we'll talk about, hand placement, bar placement, and things like that. But I really want to talk about foot placement because I spent a lot of time clearing up or clarifying things for a lot of people with questions. So squats. Before we even get into talking about squats, let me do my disclaimer here. So before you participate in any type of exercise programming, strength programming, you always want to have this discussion with your doctor just to make sure the exercise is safe, especially if you have any type of chronic conditions or any type of injuries that you're dealing with. All right. So with that being said, let's talk about squats. So when it comes to squats, yes, they are called the king of exercise for a reason. When you're doing squats in proper form and technique, you're going to be activating a number of different muscle groups. You have your quadriceps, you have your hamstrings, you have your glute muscles, you have your calf muscles. All of those are being recruited when you're doing proper form and technique. Now, the big question is, what is proper form and technique when it comes to squats? And if you don't know or haven't picked up on it yet, I do not like making blanketed statements, because when you make a blanketed statement, you're not taking into account personalization. And I always try to take that into account because that's the name of the game. You have to modify things to suit the person. So with that being said, what I will say, proper form and technique really depends on, number one, what type of squat you are performing. Number two, if you do have any type of injury or possibly, a condition that you need to modify your form or technique. And then number three, your goal. So what do I mean by that? There's different types of squats, as everyone knows. You have, the staple where it's just the barbell squat where it's, on the traps. Then you have like a front squat. Then you have hack squats. You have Bulgarian squats. You have one-legged squats. You have so many different types of squats. Sumo squats, goblet squats, all of those. And, they take a different stance. Some people prefer a narrow stance. Some people prefer a wide stance. Again, it just really depends on what your goal is and also your comfort. For people who like wider stance, they're going to get more glute activation. While if you do a more narrow stance, you're going to get more inner quad activation. So it just depends. What I always encourage is variety, variety, variety. When you're working out your legs, which you should be working out your legs, please don't be one of those people that subscribes to that mentality of leg day never. Don't be one of those people. You should absolutely be working out your lower body as well as your upper body. Okay, I'm not going to get on my soapbox and go anymore with that one today. But when it comes to squatting, variety is key. Yes, you can do the classic, you know, barbell squat, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have or add variety as far as like a front squat. So if this is just an example, and I'm using myself for the classic barbell squat, I may do a wider stance, and I may do a low or a high bar. But then on my second leg day, I'm going to focus more on, you know, say a front squat, narrow stance, and, you know, depth. So you should definitely have that variety, and that way, you know, you're hitting, you know, all those muscle groups, and then you can focus in on certain things. Like I stated before, you know, wide stance, more glute activation, where the narrow stance, more inner quad work. This goes for abductors and adductor machines. So the one where you're pushing the weight in, so your legs start out where you're sitting down and your knees are apart, and then the movement is apart to close. You know, that's working on those inner quad activation. And then you have the movement where your knees start off together and you're pushing the weight out. You know, that is really hitting the piriformis. So it's more glute activation. So it's so many different ways to work your legs. And I encourage, you know, as long as you can, and you know, you're comfortable, to try out these different machines. You try out the different squats. So let's talk about foot placement, because that has been an ongoing battle in the field for a long time. And when I mean the field, I'm talking about exercise science, exercise phys, sports medicine. It's just been a debate, because different people subscribe to different things. Even with the gold standard organizations, you know, NSCA, ACSM, NASM, ACE, you know, all have different recommendations regarding on foot placement. So what I always encourage is, you know, think about, you know, what are your goals? What is your fitness level? If you're just starting off, a good foot placement might be just a little wider than hip width apart, and you can try with your toes with a little external rotation, not that much, but just a little bit, and see how you feel. Or you can have your toes pointing straight forward. You definitely just want to make sure that your knee is in line with your toes whenever you're lowering or you're bending down. You want your knees not to cave in. So if anything, you know, press them outward. You don't want that cave in, and just make sure again that your knee is in line with your toes. Now, that's just basic. I'm not going to go over depth or anything right now, just because I want to talk about foot placement. So foot placement, it really depends on what type of squat that you're doing. It also depends on, you know, are you doing more of a powerlifting move? Are you doing more of Olympic lift, or are you doing, you know, more CrossFit lifts, or you could be, you know, strictly bodybuilding or physique competitor movements. So all of this is going to dictate how you place your foot. So we talked about, you know, the narrow versus the wide stance. So let's talk about powerlifters. So normally, and again, there's been back and forth in the field, but normally, you know, the way to go as far as foot placement is, it's more accepted that your toes are going to, you know, point out a little bit, but, you know, no more than a 30 degree angle. And this is especially true when we're talking about a low bar squat. So when you're doing a low bar squat, and again, this is for powerlifters, when you're doing a low bar squat, your toes want to be pointed out, you know, no more than about 30 degree angle. And that's because when you're doing the low bar squat, it requires a smaller hip angle and a larger forward lean than the more typical high bar squat that more people are familiar with. So that's for powerlifters. Now, when I'm working with like physique competitors, bodybuilders, what I always tend to have them do is I always say just get in, you know, your normal squat stance. It doesn't matter if you're using low bar or a high bar position when you squat, but the best way to figure out what your foot position is just to get in your normal stance. And then when you're doing your squat, when you're coming up and you squeeze your glutes, you're engaging your glutes, that's normally going to force your toes into a more natural position. And when you're doing that, that will dictate, hey, you know, this is going to be the proper foot stance for you. If you don't believe me, try it out. And I'm not saying to do it with your max weight. Just do it at, you can just do it with a bar. You don't even need a bar, but just try the movement. Do a normal squat stance, whatever's comfortable. Go down and come up and, I mean, really squeeze, engage those glutes. And that's going to put your toes in a natural position. So when we're talking about like CrossFit type movements, they can be, you know, higher impact, then the foot placement definitely changes again, where it's still a little bit of external rotation, but it's not as much. So I talked about powerlifters being no more than 30 degrees. When it comes to CrossFit, you know, even 15 degrees may be too much. So it needs to be less than 15 degrees just because there are a lot of jumping movements. And when you think about it, if you're jumping, let's say you're doing a jump squat or something, if you're jumping, you don't want to land with too much of an external rotation, meaning your toes pointing out. That can definitely cause some knee problems. So there's been a lot of back and forth in the community from a lot of very well-known coaches, for like strength and conditioning coaches, that talk about foot placement being anywhere between 5 degrees, 12 degrees, but it's always less than 15 degrees. So that would be proper foot placement for anything like a lot of CrossFit movements. So more higher impact movements or more speed movements. And I don't want to say, you know, because even if you're doing, you know, doing a squat at a quicker pace, it still should be well controlled. So let's talk about Olympic lifts or Olympic lifters. So that's very, very different than any other category, just because, again, it's not a blanketed statement, even with the degree of the foot rotation. Because when it comes to Olympic lifts, Olympic lifters, the rule of thumb is it's going to really depend on the anatomy of the person. Because when the person is squatting, when they're actually doing the squat, it should really mirror the angle of the thigh coming out of the hip or exiting the hip. And that's going to vary from person to person. So there is no set rule about the degree of rotation with the toes. But again, it just really depends on the person's specific anatomy. But the rule is, no matter what, you don't want the knee to twist. So again, as that person is squatting, you know, it should mirror the angle of the thigh that's exiting the hip so that the knee hinges without actually twisting. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, actually do a squat, and if you do a squat in the mirror, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. So what have we learned today? That when you're doing a squat, you absolutely want to do it in proper form and technique, but you need to take into account your personal anatomy, your personal preference as far as comfort, and you want to take into account what type of squat that you're performing. Is it more classic, like just the regular barbell squat? Is it more of a Olympic lift? Is it more of a power lift? Are you wanting to engage more glute activation? Are you wanting to engage more inner quad activation? That's all going to dictate how you perform your squat and place your feet. So I hope that clears up some things. Send me feedback. Remember, you can always follow me on Instagram at healthy_tycoon_journey, or follow me on Facebook at JT Greer. And as always, I hope you have a great and productive day.